It's time for an inside look at the most powerful motorsport on the planet. WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
It's the most exciting sport on earth as far as I'm concerned.
Take a walk through the Nitro pits as we go one-on-one with the stars of drag racing.
Hi, I'm Courtney Forrest.
I'm Tony Schumacher.
Hey, you're with Matt Hagen.
This is Ron Capps, Matt Hagen's personal friend. You're on WFO.
Featuring the NHRA's Alan Reinhardt.
Our events are truly an experience. They're not just a spectator event. They are an experience.
So get in, sit down, and hold on with host Joe Costello as he goes WFO.
Thanks, brother. Always love being on WFO, baby. Nobody brings it to you better than you, brother.
Now crank it up. It's time to go WFO. Here's your host, Joe Costello.
Happy New Year, everybody, and welcome back to WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro. No more best of 2016. This is the real deal. We've got all kinds of great stuff for you on this show. I'm Joe Costello, and I want to welcome you, NHRA fans, and I know you're feeling it. You're feeling the start of the 2017 season. It's literally days away, quite a few days, but days nonetheless. Teams are getting ready. Everybody's fired up. And we have got a great show for you this week. We have got Jimmy Prock. Jimmy made the move from John Force Racing to Don Schumacher Racing for a couple of years. And now he is making the move back to John Force Racing. He's going to tune for 16-time champ John Force in the 2017 season. We're going to speak with Jimmy, find out his motivations, what went down, and what his plans are for the 2017 season. Also on the show, he is the two-time back-to-back Lucas Oil Top Alcohol Funny Car World Champion. Johnny Lindbergh is moving up to the big show. Big Show Johnny. Johnny Nitro. I don't know. I'm working on the nickname. But Johnny Lindbergh is going to be on the show driving for Head Incorporated and Jim Head. We're going to speak with Johnny on the show. So we've got a lot of great things coming up. You want to stick around to the very end. You want to make sure you're subscribed for the whole season long. Subscribe for free right now, WFOradio.com. Just click subscribe because we've got so many great things and a whole season ahead of us. And each show starts off the same way with this man. He is the voice of the NHRA. He is Alan Reinhardt. First time 2017. What's up, Alan?
Hey, Joe. Great to be back. Great to be back.
You survived the New Year. You survived the Christmas Day scotch tasting. You survived the big New Year's party down there in Arizona. And I know you've been traveling to secret places, but you're back.
Yeah, well, you know, my Christmas tradition is pretty special to me. And, we talk about that every year around Christmas. It was another great Christmas Day. A number of friends stopped by, and, you know, good time was had by all. My rickshaw got quite a workout, which was kind of cool. It made its debut the week before at a local car show here in town, but that was good. New Year's was actually fairly low key for me. On a night like that, I don't want to be out and about. So if I'm going to go someplace, you know, I'll go to a resort and check in, one of those all inclusive things. So you don't, you know, that's just not a good night to be out on the road. So that was pretty low key for me. And then after that, I had an opportunity to join Jim O and the Coletta gang at Jim's birthday party / Coletta Motorsports get together up in Michigan. And I've already been out to Glendora for some meetings with NHRA as we get ready to start the season. And you know, if you follow me on Twitter, you might have noticed that as of late, my favorite hashtag is "Come on, Pomona." And I'm ready to go. It's time to race.
Well, I agree. And I think we're all feeling it. And right now, this is a big time for WFO Radio. Every year, we pick up a lot of listeners at this time because people are, you know, they're feeling it. They're jonesing a little bit. They want to get back racing, but there's still quite a few days between now and then. The big Arizona test is going to be a big deal. And a lot of the news is breaking, and I want to get into that with you. But first, there is some sad news that hit the drag racing community. It's very tough. We'll start off with, you know, Matt Hagen. I hate to say that we'll start off with because there are multiple things, but Matt Hagen's little brother Kyle passes away. Matt puts the messaging out on Twitter. I don't know any of the details, but I know that someone that we greatly love in NHRA drag racing, their family is hurting right now. That is very sad. George Howard, the million-dollar race innovator, big money bracket innovator, passes away. That is very sad because bracket racing has become a big thing. And Shirley Muldowney's mother, May, 99 years old, passes away just days ago. And that is very tough. People in the drag racing community that we love, unfortunately, hurting right now.
Yeah, no question. You know, it's always difficult when you lose somebody. You know, Shirley Muldowney's mom, who had just recently turned 99 years old. And, you know, as you and I talked about a little bit before you start the show, it's like, you know, you get there, you just want to make the 100, make the milestone. But, you know, she obviously had a long and full life. And George Howard, for all that he did. And, you know, you look these days, it's pretty easy to find a place if you're a bracket racer where you can go race for 10 grand or 20 grand or 50 grand on a pretty regular basis. But he was, you know, kind of the innovator of that. You know, his first $1 million drag race where his deal was, look, you know, guys, if you guys show up, here's what the purse is going to be. You know, we're going to reward the guys that come down here and do this. And even though they never did quite get to a $1 million payday, still one of the richest races out there. And then Matt Hagen's brother, and I'm exactly with you. I don't know any of the details. I don't know anything about what happened. I just know that, you know, at 32 years old, nobody's life should come to an end that early. So that's got to be very difficult for them. And all of my best wishes out to everybody that's dealing with difficult times right now. You know, we all certainly have to go through something like that from time to time. And it's difficult when it happens to you, and you know, just send all of our best wishes.
Yes, that is a fact. And you've lived this life for a while in that you have a large group of people that you call friends and family, because you go into races, you're traveling the country, you make acquaintance with many people, they become friends. And so these tragedies become more apparent. You're aware of more of them, and they seem to happen more often. Just, you know, terrible stuff for everyone involved.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think, you know, you just take every day as it comes and try to make sure that, you know, it's going to happen to all of us at some point. And so just, I don't know, I've always said that, you know, when I get to that point, I want to look back and hopefully not have a long list of, gee, I should have tried that, or gee, I should have done that. And just, you know, try to make the most of every day while you've got it.
That is a fact. And obviously to the families, all the best from everyone here at WFO Radio. Now, we'll move forward, as we always do, into the news of the day. Our big feature guests, both involved in the news. Jimmy Prock at John Force Racing once again. We've been waiting for the announcement. Obviously, the announcement has been made. Jimmy is on the show. But the John Force Jimmy Prock partnership resulted in a championship not long ago. But for Jimmy to go back after just all that was made about the original move to DSR, this is a soap opera style drama come to NHRA drag racing.
See, I was thinking more Major League Baseball style drama, right? It's like, hey, I'll trade you second baseman for a shortstop and a pitcher to be named later or something like that. There's been some pretty big personnel moves between those two teams the last couple of years. I think it's very interesting, and I don't know the details of the story, and it's not my business, but I think it's very interesting that, you know, the original rumors were that Jimmy and John Medlin both were going to end up going back to John Force Racing, and I think a lot of people believe that that was the case, but at the end of the day, it ended up being that Jimmy, Chris Cunningham from the Infinite Hero team, ended up over at John Force's place. John Medlin is at Schumacher's, and Dean Antonelli, Guido, as he's probably better known throughout the pits, left JFR to go over to DSR. And if nothing else, it's going to make the rivalry and the intensity between the John Force racing cars and the Don Schumacher racing cars ratchet up even further, if that's possible. You know, no matter whether it's the Infinite Hero car against the Peak Antifreeze car or whoever it turns out to be. If there's a John Force car in one lane and a Don Schumacher fielded car in the other lane, I think the intensity level is going to go up a little bit, because there's a lot of people on both of those teams that feel like they've got something to prove to the other side right now.
Now, that you bring that up. Obviously, I didn't mention that with Jimmy. I do talk to him about John Medlin a little bit, and that is coming up just a few minutes from now. But the Dean Antonelli thing to me is a bit shocking. Now, I am at arm's distance from all of these people. I admire them all. I think they're great. They are carrying the sport of drag racing. They're working, you know, many hours a day. But I feel like Guido is as John Force Racing as you can be. For him to now be at the Crosstown Rival, it's shocking. And of course, he is married to Kelly. Kelly is, I don't know what the story is there either. Of everything that happened, that's the most surprising to me.
Yeah, that definitely surprised me quite a bit as well. When I first heard the news, and I sent Guido a text and said, you know, I understand you have a new position. Congratulations. And he wrote back, it's not official yet, but thanks. And, you know, for a guy who, you know, basically started his NHRA career, you know, his dad raced years ago, so he had been on the racetrack before. But as far as a professional career as a crewman, then as a crew chief, then as a team manager, then as a shop manager, you know, John Force Racing had been his career the whole time. And for whatever transpired at JFR to make him want to leave, or whatever offer that he got from DSR to make him want to leave, you know, it obviously had to be either pretty good or pretty bad, depending on how you look at it. But, you know, again, the bottom line is that the rivalry is ratcheting up even more. You know, I kind of jokingly mentioned that my next career is I'm just going to go rent a little, you know, 500 square foot office in Brownsburg, and I'm going to be the broker.
I like
it. You know what? You're a crew guy, you're a crew chief, you're a driver, and you know, you're looking for another job. Well, you know, Joe Costello, you can't be seen, you know, going into Don Schumacher's office for an interview while you're under contract with John Force. So why don't you just give me a call and I'll put all the deal together for you. I'll take a little percentage when it's done. But I think, you know, I think a broker could make a living, you know, just putting the deals together between all those teams over there that are on Northfield Drive in Brownsburg.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is definitely, you should just do it right now. You should have like an email address, top secret email address that you give out every once in a while. I guarantee you would have clients and customers. Just a little take, wet your beak a little bit, couple percentage, no big deal. And I think you would be doing it. Now, you're joking, obviously, but we have two super teams. There is also Coletta Motorsports, but the wash back and forth of talent has to really improve everybody. Jimmy was at John, and then he went to DSR, and now he's back at John. I can't imagine just the amount of detail and information that he has about these Nitro cars and how to run them, and we're seeing so much of that now, and I think that's why everything is improving so rapidly.
Yeah, I think so as well. And you know, the fact that the rules have been pretty stagnant for a while lets everybody refine their combinations. And we've talked about it so much over the course of the last season or so that the competition level has never been as high as it is right now. And for everybody that wants to tell me that, you know, back in the day, there used to be 40 funny cars that showed up for every event. Well, at first, no, there wasn't. And second, there weren't that many competitive funny cars, you know. Was there a day when, you know, hey, Joe and Alan could pool their resources and field a funny car? Absolutely. But could we go out there and run Don Prudhomme when he was in his day, heyday, or Kenny Bernstein when he was ruling the roost? No, didn't have a chance. I mean, we were there. We were showing up. We were part of it. But when you look down the roster now at the number of cars that legitimately can go in and win the race and nobody'd be surprised, the competition level has never been higher. And then, you know, you talked about the super teams. You know, Tim Wilkerson, boy, what a year they had as an independent single car campaigner and guy that's trying to do the whole thing. Cruz Pedregon, who did not have a very good year last year, and he would be the first one to tell you that, but now hiring Aaron Brooks from the Morgan Lucas stable to come over. And, you know, anybody that knows anything about what Aaron has done, even though last year was a little bit of an off year for Aaron on the Top Fuel side of things, he's an aggressive guy. He's a very smart guy. I think Cruz is going to be right back in the mix this year. So it's going to be a good year for funny cars.
I would like to see, you know, we're always dealing with or fighting against optimism versus pessimism. There's optimistic news and then there's the pessimistic news. We gained a car, we lost a car. You know how it goes. But if we could have, you know, one more big super team, there are so many guys that have great experience on how to tune these cars. You could put together another great team that is championship caliber if you had the money for the parts and pieces to start up another team. The sport is ripe for that. Someone to come in and mix it up and hire some guys away. I'm thinking about a guy like John Schaefer, who is a young guy who just got experience tuning for John Force. He's still there, but those guys are ripe for the picking if another team could just emerge somehow.
Well, I can tell you this. If I was going to put together a Top Fuel team right now, the first call I'd make is to Santa Maria, California. And say, you know, hello, Alan Johnson.
Yes.
I'd like you to come into my employ, please. Now, whether he would do that or not, who knows? But You know, yeah, you're right. There's an awful lot of talent out there. It's also very interesting, you know, and again, when you go back in the days, when you talk about, you know, when in John Force's heyday, I don't think there was any question Austin Coyle was the guy that had the best handle on how to run a Nitro Funny Car. You know, everybody else was chasing Austin. There were some other guys who were pretty good, but he was the best for an awful long time. And then they were also the first to bring two big name, high powered guys under the same roof and get them to work together when Bernie Federle came to work there. And now all of a sudden you have even more brain power. You have even in the days now where one guy is in charge of everything and oversees everything. There just isn't as much of that anymore. You know, almost all of the teams out there now that are winning and are doing it consistently have at least two guys that are bona fide crew chiefs in their own right that have found, you know, what we're better as a team than we are as individuals. And you even take a guy like Tim Wilkerson, who is the crew chief and is the driver and is the owner, but even he got to the point where he went, I can't do this by myself. I can't be the hands-on guy and the computer guy and the... And so he hired Richard Hartman, who has spent a lot of time as a crew chief and who is a very knowledgeable guy, to come in and take some of the everyday pressures off, as you will, and be another guy that you can bounce ideas off of, another guy you can have a conversation with. You know, if the two guys that are talking are, you know, hey, I'm the boss and you're not, then, you know, if I get into a rut or if I get stuck or if I have, then we're going to be there however long it takes me to work out of it. But if the two guys are equals or fairly close to equals, and I get stuck or I make a mistake or I get, now I've got somebody else that has enough knowledge and enough authority within the team and enough to go, you know, hey, Alan, you're overlooking this or you're missing that, or here's something you hadn't thought of, or here's the direction we need to go. And when you look at the combinations of guys out there that are having so much success, the vast majority of the time, one of the guys is a hold my beer and watch this kind of guy, and the other guy takes a much more conservative approach, and the two of them have found some middle ground, and that makes them pretty strong. And I mean, you know, you look at Brian Corradi and Mark Oswald, I think are a perfect example of that. You know, that's two guys that have a very different philosophy about how to run a car, but they have found a middle ground, and look at the success they've had the last 5 years.
That is a fact. And while we're on that subject, changes in the crew chiefing position in those tandems at Coletta Motorsports as well. John Oberhofer and Nicky Bonifanti have been together on the DHL Toyota for many years, winning a championship last year. They are kind of both going in different directions. Nicky is back with Tommy D. Tommy DeLago, speaking of the watch this kind of guy, on the Tequila Patron mm-hmm. Toyota Camry driven by a Lexus. And Jono and Todd Smith are going to work together on JR's funny car. And so the tweaking of the personalities is happening on multiple teams.
And you've got to be able to just find that sweet spot. You know, guys that can get along and guys that can complement each other's strengths and weaknesses. You know, if you have seven good people in your organization or eight good people in your organization, figuring out how to pair them off two by two is going to be a big part of your success. And not that, you know, anybody last year, there was a lot of infighting or there was a lot of kicking and screaming, but, you know, you look at what was accomplished last year and you look at what you believe you're capable of accomplishing and try to think, is there maybe a better formula? And, you know, let's make some moves and let's try this. You look at the Coletta cars last year, if I'm not mistaken, they had 18 final round appearances between them. All four of the full-time cars won at least one event. All four of the full-time cars qualified number one at least one event. They had a pretty good year, but they are still looking on, you know, how can we make some minor adjustments? How can we make some changes and try to make it better? And, you know, I think if you're not moving forward, then the guy behind you is making ground. So, I applaud the fact that they're not just standing pat, that they're going out there trying to make some changes and trying to make their team better and stronger.
Very, very interesting. So many changes. It's almost like it's almost silly. They should call it the silly season, and they do. Now, Johnny Lindbergh on the show, back-to-back top alcohol funny car world champion, big personality guy, has got the look, international flavor, huge fan base coming in from Sweden and Europe and all the FIA drag racing people. They wanted to prove that they can run quick. They certainly did. And now he has a big show opportunity with Jim Head.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are looking forward to seeing how that partnership goes forward. You know, I don't know all the details of it. I know, you know, pretty much what everybody said on the press release. I sent Johnny a text message, just said, hey, congratulations, man, looking forward to it. Since he is still going to run his alcohol car on at least a part-time basis, I think it will be fascinating to see if he tries to run the alcohol car on the fuel car on the same weekend, which certainly would be allowed if it was something that he wanted to do and if Jim was okay with it. And I also have to wonder, since Jim and Chad, as the father and son team, the last couple of years basically ran the full circuit. I believe they ran 23 of 24 in 2015 and all of them in 2016, cutting back now to an 18 race campaign with Johnny. So, you know, I think they're conceding that, okay, we're not running for the championship, but does that allow them more of an R&D budget, or does that allow them, you know, more of a testing budget to go out and try to make their car stronger? You know, Jim had told me point blank on more than one occasion last year, my car's too damn slow. And that's because he was qualifying, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And, you know, when you look at the fact that the difference between my car's fast and my car's slow might only be 4 or 5 hundredths of a second, but you also look at the fact that in qualifying, a lot of times, you know, in funny car, 486 would be number one qualifier, and 490 would be number 11. So those 4 hundredths of a second make a big difference. And obviously the quicker you go, it gets exponentially harder to go quicker. And it gets even harder to continue to do that on a regular basis. So I know that Jim was looking for some more performance out of his car. You know, Johnny, who's got, I believe, 3 runs to the finish line in a Nitro Funny Car so far. And that's when he was licensing in Tim Wilkerson's car. Now he's been 391, but there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve there for him as a driver as well.
Made a big impression with those 3 runs, I guess, and that is cool. And bittersweet, that optimism, pessimism conflict that we talked about a little bit earlier. I love Chad Head. I'm going to say it a couple times during the show. I think Chad is a great tell-it-like-it-is kind of guy. I was really looking forward to the day that he broke through and got a Wally. I wanted to be there for that one. Hopefully it happens in the future.
Yeah, you know, who knows what the future holds for Chad. Hopefully, you know, I'm pretty sure that we'll see him in some way, shape, or form. You know, it's a guy that basically has spent his whole adult life in racing in one form or another. And, you know, even though he is apparently not driving for his dad anymore, hopefully we'll still see him out there from time to time.
Now, one of the big news stories, and there's so much, folks, the Alan Reinhardt segment goes as long as we have to go to exhaust all the cool news that is going on. If you're new to WFO Radio, and this is a big part of the show that we greatly love. How about 7-Eleven coming back to the sport, or coming into the sport full time with Jim Dunn Racing and Jim Campbell driving? So John Hale, who we greatly enjoyed seeing John for a couple of seasons. Jim Campbell, who was doing a part-time run with Chuck Worsham as much as he could. Jim Campbell is now getting the call. Will drive for Jim Dunn Racing with Oberto Brands and 7-Eleven on the side of that car. And it looks great on NHRA.com.
Yeah, it definitely does. I think you had it right the first time. I think welcome back to 7-Eleven, even though there's been some corporate restructure and some stuff. You know, 7-Eleven was a pretty big player in NHRA back in the day. Back, you know, partnered up with Billy Meyer on a funny car for a while. They were on the side of Bob Glidden's Pro Stock car for a while. Nice to have them back. And, you know, there are a number of markets we go to where 7-Eleven has a huge presence. So that certainly opens up a ton of possibilities, whether it's ticket promotion, whether it's whatever it might be. You know, I don't know, if the car wins, you win a Slurpee, something. But an opportunity to do some cross-promoting with a very well-known national brand, I think it's terrific. And, you know, certainly it's good news for Jim Dunn Racing, you know, for Jim Campbell, who is – I don't know that there's anybody out there right now that's more excitable or more enthusiastic. You know, he's so new to the Nitro Funny Car ranks, and he's certainly shown that he's got the ability to handle and to hang on to the car. But it's fun to see a guy that gets out of the car and just like has the woohoo attitude instead of the, you know, I want to thank my crew chief and sponsor. So looking forward to seeing him out there for the full pull. And hopefully the performance of that car will pick up as well. It'd be nice to see that thing go some rounds on Sunday.
I greatly appreciate Jim's enthusiasm. And I'm very happy that now I have a reason to go to 7-Eleven on days other than July 11th. And so now I got a reason to be in the 7-Eleven, which is great.
Yeah, hey, you know, you got to support the sponsors. You know, Circle K's been involved with NHRA for a while, and they're very big out here in my part of the world. So, you know, if I'm swinging by a convenience store, you know, if my choice is, well, just there's one on this side of the street and one on that side of the street, well, I go to Circle K because Circle K's got a presence in NHRA. And, you know, now at the in the markets where 7-Eleven is, hopefully our NHRA fans will do the same thing. They'll support the sponsor with their wallet, and, you know, while you're there, give them a tip of the cap for being involved with NHRA.
That is the whole deal. Some other sportsman news while we're talking about it. Championship contender and top alcohol funny car. Most certainly the Bartone brothers have a full-time driver in DJ Cox.
Yeah, and championship contender is exactly right. You know, that car is going to be a championship player. I'm assuming that they will start their campaign down in Gainesville, but I don't know that for a fact. I know Tony from a couple of times in his career has opted to escape the New York weather and come to Pomona to kick things off. So maybe they'll be out there even earlier than that. But no, the car was very strong, you know, the last couple of years with a variety of different drivers, but still was finding its way to the winner's circle on a pretty regular basis. And now that, you know, all of the points and all of the momentum is going to be going with one guy, DJ Cox, I think that puts them as a, Certainly, if not the championship favorite, they are certainly going to be in the conversation all year long. And again, I think, I don't know that anybody, including Johnny Lindbergh, yet knows what his alcohol schedule is going to be. Is he going to try to run for a championship, or is he just going to try to run the alcohol car in between events where he's run the nitro car? I don't know that that's been officially discussed. If it has, I haven't heard it. Maybe you know more than I do.
We are going to find out just minutes from now, Alan, when Johnny is on the show. We're going to ask him what he is going to focus on as he comes on WFO Radio. Now, we're not far. I've been joking about we're days away, and we are days away. We're like, you know, 30 days away, but we're days away from the start of the season. But the preseason test in Arizona, down your neck of the woods, that is not far off, certainly close enough to start promoting and hyping and talking about for fans that are in that region. That's a cool thing.
It is. And, you know, I'll be there, obviously, an opportunity to see some of the new schemes and some of the new teams that are going to be having their first opportunity to go to battle, as it were. You know, one of the things that a lot of the teams do in preseason testing is just kind of come back and get everybody in sync. You know, the way that they operate those cars now with the quick turnarounds that they're doing, the live TV for the NHRA on Fox programs and everything else that we've done has changed the game a little bit as a pit crew guy. And I know, you know, a number of the teams that I've talked to was like, yeah, we're going to go out there and we're going to make a couple of runs or three runs. And we're not really focusing on anything other than just getting the guys back in rhythm. Let's make sure, you know, everybody's comfortable. Everybody's ready to go by the time we get to Pomona. Because you don't want to go to the first race of the season and be knocking the rust off. You want to hopefully go someplace before that and have an opportunity to do it. So, you know, for fans that are in the Phoenix area, you know, it certainly is not the intense competition that the Arizona Nationals is going to be coming up a month afterwards, but it's a little bit more of just kind of a laid back, relaxed atmosphere, you know, an opportunity to go out and maybe, you know, chat with the drivers and have a little bit more time to spend. You get to see all the new stuff before everybody else does. And I say it's certainly not a replacement for the race. You know, if you could go to trial day or workout day for the New England Patriots or for the Seattle Seahawks or whatever and hang out and take a picture and get an autograph with your favorite guy, yeah, that'd be cool. But it's not the same thing as watching the Super Bowl. So, you know, I hope that fans want to come out and maybe get a little bit of a sneak preview will be able to do that. But certainly not a replacement for the Arizona Nationals because the intensity is a whole lot higher on race day than it is on test day or practice day.
Oh, yeah, that is a fact. It's just you have to go to the race. But in my drag racing universe, you go to both. That's what you do. You go to both and enjoy the heck out of it. Alan, thank you so much. Great job. First time 2017 WFO Radio NHRA Nitro is off and running. And I am so looking forward to the season upcoming. I will be out there for 17 races. This is a warning to you. I'll be out there for 17 races, more than in seasons past. Quite a few. I'm very happy about it. Looking forward to it. I think we are going to have ourselves a very good time.
I'm looking forward to it as well. I'm, you know, like I've been hashtagging, come on Pomona. Without having any kind of an intense project in the shop, I don't have a whole lot of stuff going on here in Arizona, even though it's beautiful days and beautiful weather, and this is a nice time of year to be in Arizona, but I'm ready to go racing, so it can't come soon enough for me.
Excellent. Alan, great job. Thank you so much. Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Joe. Safe travels to you, and look forward to next Tuesday.
Thank you, Alan. There he goes, the voice of the NHRA, Alan Reinhart, right here at the start of 2017. If you're a first-time WFO radio listener, subscribe to the show on your iPhone, on your Android phone, on whatever podcast app you currently use, or download the WFO Radio mobile app. It's free, and you're going to hear all kinds of great stuff like Jimmy Prock. What's he thinking? The big move from DSR back to John Force Racing. What was the motivation? What's he going to do over there? What are his goals? All of those questions will be answered by the man himself, Jimmy Prock, coming up. Plus, Johnny Lindbergh moving up to the big show, back-to-back alcohol funny car world champ, now going to be driving for Jim Head Incorporated in 2017. That's huge news. Great young personality, international fandom. Johnny Lindbergh going to be on the show not long from now. So stick around. Who knows whatever else breaking news may occur in that time, and then my time at the end of the show. But most importantly, here at the start of 2017, I'm welcoming you back. I want you back. I want you every week here on WFO Radio. We've got some great things going on. We've got big announcements coming in the weeks and months ahead. You want to stay with us. You don't want to miss a WFO Radio show, because you will miss something big at the start of the season. Now, right now, I want to tell you about a new sponsor, the Racer Supply Store, racersupplystore.com. They've got a great promo code for you WFO Radio listeners. They're dedicated to providing the automotive enthusiast parts, pieces, supplies at competitive prices, technical support, racersupplystore.com. You can use the promo code WFO Radio. Save 5% on your purchase today. They've been doing it for a long time. They are actual racers. Doug and George and the team over there at racersupplystore.com have over 65 years combined experience, knowledge to provide parts and information you need. They can get the best parts at the best prices to your door. Authorized dealers for Holley, MSD, RaceQuip safety products, WeatherTech. They're a diamond dealer. Go to racersupplystore.com and use that promo code WFO Radio. Save 5% on your purchase today. And WFO would like to welcome the folks at racersupplystore.com to WFO Radio. When we come back, we're going to hear from the man, the ultimate crew chiefing free agent back at John Force Racing. Jimmy Prock will join us.
This is WFO Radio.
Hi, I'm Larry Dixon. You know, there's more to racing than pushing a top fuel dragster down the track at over 325 miles an hour in less than 4 seconds. Like in any business, it takes careful planning and hard work. YourVelocity.com provides the tools and information you need to effectively start, grow, and run a successful business. I'm excited to work with Velocity, not only as a spokesperson, but as a client. So don't spin your wheels. Visit YourVelocity.com today.
Hey, WFO Radio listeners, if you're in the northern part of the country, I know you're freezing right now. You know what would be great? A hot cup of Rodax coffee. Maybe a little hot sauce, a little spice rub for that food you're cooking in the oven. Check out RodaxCoffeeandGrills.com. They've got over 40 single original coffees to choose from, plus custom blends like Bang the Blower and WFO Radio. Their coffee represents the top 5% of coffee grown throughout the world, and it's all roasted fresh per order. They've got limited edition, seasonal, and rare micro lots. They've got exotics. Go to RodaxCoffeeandGrills.com or just pick up the phone. 817-924-6821. Keep your ear out for those WFO holiday packs. Depends on the holiday what the deal is, but Marvin is wheeling and he is dealing. 817-924-6821 for RodaxCoffeeandGrills.com.
Now, back to WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
NHRA Nitro, WFO Radio 2017, big show, big news, all kinds of stuff going on. We got Johnny Lindbergh later on in the show, but right now, time for the YourVelocity.com interview of the week. YourVelocity.com, online business resource. You can check them out. Nick and Wendy and the team's social media services. Amy is over there. She can help you with LinkedIn. So many great things behind the scenes that you need to have done that they can help you with. You can try emailing them, info@yourvelocity.com. Also, sponsorship proposals, those kind of things. info@yourvelocity.com. Time to get into it. Joining us now, he is the ultimate crew chiefing free agent, and he is back at John Force Racing. Will Toon for the 16-time NHRA Funny Car Champ. They won it together back in 2013. Jimmy Prock. Jimmy, Happy New Year. Welcome back to WFO.
Happy New Year to you.
Yes, we are very excited. I am super excited about 2017, and we've been hearing the rumblings of a personnel move, but we were waiting for the big announcement. The announcement has happened. You are back at John Force Racing. How did that all come together?
John approached me at the end of the year and, you know, talked to me about things. And, you know, he made me an offer, and we were looking to the future, and he wanted to help, you know, develop my son and, you know, to drive a funny car. And, you know, it gave me a chance to, you know, come back where I spent a lot of time and an opportunity to potentially down the road race with my family, you know, and have them involved in the racing here. So, you know, I thought about it, and it just was a opportunity that I thought I needed to take.
Like Don Corleone, he made you an offer you couldn't refuse.
Yeah.
And that is really where the rubber meets the road. Austin has a sprint car championship under his belt, 2014, the Stars National Sprint Car Championship. And I don't know what it is about these the sprint cars that drag racers' children love so much, but there are a lot of drag racing star children who start off in sprint cars but hopefully come home at some point to drag racing, and that looks like what's in Austin's future.
Yeah, you know, and I think those cars, you know, they're tough to drive, and they teach you, you know, feel and, you know, throttle finesse and all of that. So I think that, you know, even though it's not drag racing, I think that, you know, it gives you a good, you know, background of how to feel a race car. I mean, look at Doug Coletta. You know, he's a good example of that. And so anyway, you know, it's a great opportunity for Austin, you know, and so we're excited about it. You know, I am. You know, it's a little nerve-wracking. You know, probably might be a little different for me, but I'm excited about doing it. And, you know, it may take us a little while to get there, but we're going to start working towards that.
And he's going to go to Frank Hawley's drag racing school, from what I understand, the official starting place of championship careers, Frank Hawley's.
Yes. Yeah. Frank's a great guy, you know, and he's a good teacher. And, you know, it's important that you learn, you know, all the ropes, you know, and all the techniques and the little, you know, the little things that you need to do to be right. And so, you know, it'll be good. And Austin's really excited to get going.
Well, I'm excited as well. I'm excited about the future of the sport. You must be as well, in that you are, you know, prepping your son to go into a career as a funny car driver at some point down the road. So generally, you must be pretty bullish and optimistic about the next 5 years, 10 years of NHRA drag racing.
Yes, I am. You know, I think, you know, last year with everything they did, you know, they made a lot of strides in the right direction. And, you know, I think the teams and them and everyone's working together to, you know, produce a good product, to help the oil downs, to make the TV, you know, better. I think they've done a lot of positive things, and, you know, I hope to see that continue. You know, if we can continue on that trend, it'll be great. You know, I've always said I believe we have a great product. You know, the racing's real close. It's exciting. You can't see anything like that anywhere else.
That is a fact. Now, Jimmy, I want to ask you, if you were a star quarterback or wide receiver going from one team to an arch rival and then back to the original team, and I know you're a big hockey fan, so you can pick whichever two sporting analogy teams you want to pick, but it would be a huge story, and it is a big story, the fact that in drag racing information and styles and setups and parts and pieces and those details of information, now there is just a tremendous cross-pollination of information that you have. You were at Force for many years. You went to DSR. You raised the bar for the whole funny car category with the combination of swept-back headers and put on a show for everybody, and now we're seeing record runs like we haven't seen in many, many years. Thank you for that. But now going back to John Force Racing, is there a gap in technology? Do you have everything that you had at DSR at John Force Racing, or will you be having to advance the ball some to get back on par? And as someone who has been at both in the last 4 years, if you can, give us your thought about the two different the teams and how they work.
Well, I think that the parts, for the most part, that everyone has at NHRA, you know, approves, I believe the parts are similar. You know, if you can't tell exactly, you know, you just have to run the car and figure out what you need to do. The parts are different from place to place a little bit. You know, it's just a matter of fine-tuning everything. When I started out over there, it was different. You know, and you have to work your way through it and figure out what you need to do. Coming back here, it will be some of the same. But the parts are, I believe, comparable from both places. You look at how the competition is. Everybody runs within hundreds. So now you're just scratching for that little extra bit that can make a big difference. One or two hundredths now is really the difference between winning and losing. Sometimes less than that, it's down to thousands. So I think everyone's focus is, you know, you have to dig for every little bit you can get anymore, because there's not a lot of areas you can work in as much. So it's just the fine tuning, really.
And we have seen, it's amazing the cars go down the track as often as they do, at least to me. It's pretty common that a great run comes up on the board. Now, just looking at the brain trust, that term is thrown out there a lot, the brain trust, but the people that are involved with both the super teams right now, but John Force Racing in particular, you and Chris Cunningham are back. John Medlin has been with you guys for a while. John is not back. You guys were kind of like a... I don't know, how would you describe yourselves? But you, Chris, and John had been referred to as like a trio of crew chiefs, co-crew chiefs that worked together. But John has elected to stay at DSR.
Yeah, you know, we'll miss John. John's a great guy. He's a good person, and he's very smart. You know, and we all work together very well, you know, bouncing ideas around with one another and all that. And, you know, they'll do fine over there. And, you know, we're looking ahead to the future over here.
Now, I had heard, and maybe I'm about to ask you something that's super top secret, or maybe you've got a big announcement, but Brian Huson and Alan Johnson are going to remain on, Alan, as a consultant for Brittany's car. And I know there was some discussion, and Robert, I believe, told us last year here on the show that there were some discussion about running Alan Johnson Performance Engineering parts, pieces, etc., in the funny cars. Up until that point, you guys had been running, they had been running. You were not there at the time, but John Force in-house stuff. Have you made a decision what you will be running in John Force's funny car here in 2017?
Yeah, we're going to race the John Force parts, the parts that we produce here. That's what we're planning to run. We're working on some stuff right now and getting it ready, but we're going to run the JFR parts.
Okay, very, very interesting, and that's a statement in and of itself. Now, you mentioned areas of that you could look at a car and try to smooth, and I imagine Jimmy Prock a couple of years ago thinking about the swept back headers and how maybe now is the time for them because of all the different reasons you may have considered, whether it be extra downforce down track or the better track prep or whatever the factors were that made you say, hey, this is going to work for us. Let's try it again. Let's do it. And it certainly worked. I know you can't tell us exactly what areas of the car you think might be ripe for the next performance revolution, but maybe you can give us some general ideas of where we could think that might come from.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of it, so much is in clutch management anymore. You know, the cars that win, you have to run quick, but you have to do it. You have to do it consistently, and the odds, you know, will normally fall in your favor. So, you know, a lot of it's just we continue to refine the clutch. You know, everyone, the power's there. You have to make the power. And if you have the horsepower, when the conditions get good and you can match the clutch to it, that's where the runs come from. But, you know, we've made a lot of strides in the last couple of years in the clutch management. You know, the headers being laid back, essentially, you know, it gave the car thrust, but essentially it gives it more traction in a sense, too. So, you know, once we laid the headers back, you know, we started looking at other stuff, and it allowed you to do, you know, more with the clutch, and that's really where the performance has come from. And then, you know, you do something once two years ago, you refine that a little bit. You know, the headers are pretty much done. The rules are made, you know, OD, size, angles, all of that. So the header development's pretty much done. It's just a matter of, I still think there's room to fine tune the clutch, and you know, that's probably the biggest area. I think, like, we went to a 6-disc clutch the last two races in Beckman's car, and we didn't have a handle on it on the starting line, but the rest of it looked good, and I would say there's potential to run, you know, better than we did based on, you know, what I saw late in the year.
Will you start the season with a 6-disc clutch in John's cars?
Yes. Yeah, they've been running that over here, I think, for a year and a half, maybe 2 years. So, yeah, we will. We'll do that. Last year, I think I hung on too long on the 5-disc, and it hurt us in the countdown some. We had some runs where some clutch unpredictability cost us a few rounds of racing. And so, yeah, we have to move ahead with that. It's the future. And that's what we're going
to
do.
That's got to be a tough decision to make, though, Jimmy. You've got a combination that you have developed that is working. It was winning races. You're very competitive. To decide to move away from it while it's working, I'm sure that's what keeps you up at night.
Yeah, it does. You know, you worry about all this all the time, or at least I do, constantly thinking about it. But you have to move ahead, and I feel like if we don't do that, you know, there's a chance we could be, you know, over time you might fall behind. So I think there's more cars with them than not. Obviously, there's cars that still run good with them, but we're going to go with the 6-disc. We believe with the power that we run, a 6-disc would be better for us.
Very interesting. I could ask you questions all day long. You know that. There are thousands of things. Let me ask you about another one of the big changes. Obviously, your time with Jack Beckman, we know he's a great driver. He has won championships. But just in terms of driving style, I'd like to ask, you know, how are they different? You went from John to Jack, and now you're going from Jack to John. Are they similar? Are they different? Does it matter?
They're a little different. You know, John's more of a emotional. He gets up, he's got the fight in him. Jack's more of a, you know, he's a calmer, I don't know how you say it there, but they're both great drivers. They're different in their own way. You know, I really enjoyed racing with Jack. He's a great driver. He's a good guy, student of the game. So he did a great job, but you know, they're both different. You know, look how many races Force has won. You know, he's got the he still has the fire and the desire to do what he needs to do. And, you know, last year he did a good job racing with John Schaefer and Jason. And we're excited about it. I think he's excited. So hopefully we can have a great year.
John and Jason going to work with Mike Neff on Robert's car, so they're still in the brain trust. There are going to be a lot of guys that know how to tune funny cars out there. What about the Chevrolet Camaro body? A lot was made mid-season last year about the body, very swoopy, kind of some areas that were hopefully going to be an advantage for tuners like yourself. When you think about the body at all, Jimmy, is that something you think like, oh, that's an improvement, that's the same? Are they all the same at this level where you're going 330 mile per hour, or are there minor differences that may be an advantage?
Yeah, there could be till you run it. Not sure about that. It's certainly a nice body. It looks like it was, you know, there's a lot of thought that went into it, and I believe they did a nice job designing it. So we're excited to run it. You know, I think it's a good body, and based on the performance, it looks like, you know, all the stuff is, I would say it's close. Every, you know, Toyota's run low 80s, Dodge runs low 80s, Chevy's run low 80s. So I would say everything's competitive, although this is a nice body. When I saw it come out, I thought Chevrolet did a really great job designing this car.
Final question for you, Jimmy. I know you guys are working. Obviously, I would love for you to tell us what your testing plan is. Will Arizona be your first test session, or do you have a plan to get out earlier? But maybe you can tack that on to the end of this answer, which is just love for drag racing. You have been afforded the opportunity. When we think about drivers and stars and the people we see on TV, for so many years, Jimmy Prok has been part of this sport, running at the highest level, winning races, winning championships, making tough calls, and battling against the best in the business. When you look at your career, you're talking about your son now and elevating him to the highest levels at some point in the future. Just kind of look back at the sport and what drag racing has meant for you, done for you to this point, so much so that now you're back with John Force Racing, you're going to go chase another championship, and your son is part of a driver development program, and he may be able to carry the family name for another generation in NHRA drag racing.
Yes, you know, I feel very fortunate. Drag racing's been good to me. You know, I started racing with my father back when I was 11 years old, so I've grown up with, you know, the Blue Max, Gary Bergen, Tom McEwen, the Snake, John Force. I knew all those people when I was a kid, and that's where I started. I've worked my way through it. My dad used to race funny cars. My grandfather raced midgets back in the 30s, was a mechanic at the riding mechanic at the Indy 500. So our family's been in racing, and you know, my boys took a liking to it when we started racing quarter midgets. And Thomas and Austin, my son Thomas, he's got a mechanical engineering degree. He's going to graduate here in about 5 months, and we're hoping to put him to work over here too and start developing him and using him to make parts and study stuff for us. And so it's exciting for me, you know, to be involved with your family and to have that continue on. I'm getting a little older now and start thinking about that stuff, and it's an exciting time. And, you know, I thank John for the opportunity that he's given my family here. So I'm going to work hard to do the best that I can, you know, to make sure that we see this come through.
Now, I know crew chiefs never talk smack. I've never heard it. I've never heard a crew chief, like, you know, even beat on their chest at all. But if you're going to handicap, you know, Ron Capps, Ron Tobler looked tough at the end of last year. There were some teams in the mix. John Collins, Tommy Johnson, they were your teammates over there. If you had to handicap, give me who are going to be your great rivals for the championship in 2017. If we're looking to handicap 2017 funny car, with you're obviously in there, who do you like?
Well, it's a long season, and it'll just come down to who can do the best near the end. It's, you know, the season's a long battle, and you know, the competition's tough. Just look at it. I mean, there might be 500s from first and ninth. So, you know, the DSR cars are tough. You can't count Coletta out. Caps put on a really had a one of the greatest seasons ever. He went over 50 rounds, you know, in a season. That's great. These John and Robert and Courtney, they really ran well last year. They lost a lot of close races. So if they can, we can pick up just a few hundreds here or there, then, you know, they'll be right there. Their year could be much better. So I don't know. It's too hard to predict. It's drag racing's very unpredictable, and anybody that does it knows what a humbling experience it is. So I don't see that's why. I think that's why you don't see people pounding on their chest.
No, it makes perfect sense. Very NHL-like, huh, Jimmy, in that you got to get hot at the right time if you're going to skate the cup, right? We see teams that aren't maybe the best during the regular season get hot in the playoffs and go on a run. We had that back in 1996 with our Florida Panthers, so that's why I have some sort of hockey analogy for you. I know that's your thing.
Yeah.
But same with the countdown, right? You might not be the best at the start of the season, but if you hit on that, whatever it is, like Nikki and Jono did 2 years ago with Dell, you can get yourself a championship.
Yeah, you can. And, you know, the sport is streaky. You look at it, it's very hard for anyone anymore to dominate from start to finish, but that's where the consistency comes in. That's what you have to strive for. You got to be quick and you got to try to be consistent and obviously make the best runs that you can for the given conditions. And anymore, you have to be good in every condition, the really hot, the middle of the road track temps and the cool ones. So, you know, you don't know, maybe one guy will be better than the other in a certain condition. The weather at the end of next year could play into it. That's why it's too hard to predict. You know, I wouldn't, it's just, you just don't know. Have to see, you know, 9 months from now or whatever it is when the countdown starts and see what happens.
Well, we are looking forward to it, but you know, let's not get there too quickly. we have a long way to go.
It'll be here before you know it.
I know. That is just the craziest part of the whole deal, how quickly these seasons go by. Jimmy, congratulations. I know this is a big deal for you as a, you know, as a person. You get another big job, big opportunity. John Force. John is he's a force of nature. He really is in his ability on the track and off the track in the boardrooms and working with people. Thank you for coming on the show to tell us about it. I know you have a lot of fans out there, too. In NHRA, the crew chief is as basically co-equal with the driver, maybe more important, Jimmy, in terms of winning. And a lot of people want to hear what you have to say. So thank you for coming on WFO Radio to talk about it.
All right, thanks for having me. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Good luck to you and to Austin and the whole team.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Jimmy. Jimmy Prock with us here on WFO Radio, crew chief for John Force in 2017, to have the information that he has about Nitro Drag Racing. Just take a second to think about it. How do we download it? How do we extract it? That's what we try to do each week here on WFO. Hopefully you will subscribe and check out the show all season long. That interview brought to you by the folks at YourVelocity.com, Nick and Wendy and the team, social media services, LinkedIn. They help out with a lot of different things. Studios up there in Pennsylvania. Nick, Wendy and the team, such great people, such great supporters of WFO, such great supporters of WFO Radio. We greatly appreciate them. We have got more to come. Johnny Lindbergh going to be on the show. Back-to-back Alcohol World Championships, now stepping up to the big show. Going to be running for Jim Head Racing. Head Incorporated, we're going to speak with Johnny Lindbergh, but first I want to tell you about Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School, the Dragster Adventure. Now, you just heard Jimmy Prock say that they're sending Austin to Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. Now, take a second to just absorb that. What are you? Are you a fan? You a fan of drag racing? Are you a bracket racer? You race at your local track and you do pretty well. What do you do? What are you? Super gas racer? Looking to win championships? Jimmy Prock is starting his son's career. His son knows how to drive. They could get together with Jimmy and John and do that stuff. They could go out and get licensing. Why are they going to Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School? Why make that stop along the way? And the answer is, Frank is the best in the business. That's just it. Simply put, end of story, period. End of spot. Best. 866-480-7223. The mental side of racing and becoming a champion. If you want to become a champion, you start at Frank Hawley's. It's just kind of the way it is. But let's say you're a fan and you want the experience. Imagine the man who does what he does for champions, keeping you in mind, an experience for you to understand what it's like to go out and drive one of these dragsters. That's the Dragster Adventure. And that's what I think my audience is most likely to do at Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. 866-480-7223. Go to the website. Courses start at $399. I've done a lot of comps lately. Been checking them out. And this is a great deal for this kind of experience. You make three runs, a half track pass and two full passes. Trust me, it will be a thrill of your lifetime. 866-480-7223. It's frankhawley.com. It's the Dragster Adventure. And tell them you heard it on WFO Radio. Johnny Lindberg is next.
This is WFO Radio.
Hey, WFO Radio listeners, if you're in the northern part of the country, I know you're freezing right now. You know what would be great? A hot cup of Rodax coffee. Maybe a little hot sauce, a little spice rub for that food you're cooking in the oven. Check out RodaxCoffeeandGrills.com. They've got over 40 single original coffees to choose from, plus custom blends like Bang the Blower and WFO Radio. Their coffee represents the top 5% of coffee grown throughout the world, and it's all roasted fresh per order. They've got limited edition, seasonal, and rare micro lots. They've got exotics. Go to RodaxCoffeeandGrills.com or just pick up the phone. 817-924-6821. Keep your ear out for those WFO holiday packs. Depends on the holiday what the deal is, but Marvin is wheeling and he is dealing. 817-924-6821 for RodaxCoffeeandGrills.com.
Get fired up on the WFO line.
WFO, Joe.
954-889-6796.
It's just been an absolute joy to be a drag racing fan.
Go wide open, and your call may be used on the show.
Or preface by saying I'm not a Kurt Busch fan or apologist.
I don't know where Greg Anderson's ego is gone, but I know one person that's going to be a big-time villain in pro stock.
That's 954-889-6796. That phone line is always WFO. Now, back to WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
NHRA Nitro, WFO Radio, 2017, a year of growth, optimism, and of course, huge stories coming at you real rapid, real fast. One of the big ones that is just good news and a little bad news. Good news in that two-time and reigning NHRA Top Alcohol Funny Car Champion Johnny Lindberg is moving up to the big show. Going to be driving for Jim Head. That is the good news. Sad news, we're not going to see Chad as much, but I'll tell you what, the decision to put a two-time alcohol funny car champ behind the wheel of that car, awesome. Let's talk to the man joining us now, Johnny Lindberg. Johnny, welcome back. Congratulations.
Thank you, thank you. Always good being here on your show.
Last time we spoke, it was your champion interview, and we talked about being a Nitro driver. And just so everybody understands, you're a little bit under the weather, right?
Yeah, I have a little cold. I've been sick for a couple of days, but I want to be in your show, so of course I talk to you anyway.
There you go. Well, see, and I want everybody to know that you're playing hurt today on WFO Radio, which is great. We appreciate that because this is a huge story. Johnny Lindberg, big show Nitro driver. You told us about how this is something that you wanted. Now you've got it. How did this come together?
Everything happened pretty quick. It was just before New Year's. I got a text from Dave Lee from Electromotion, and he called me. And then I was in Sweden then, so I didn't have my American phone on me. So I saw it that evening, and then I got a text after that, like, we need a driver, 16 races. So I called him up and okay, so you're serious? So what do you want me to do? You know, so he told me they wanted me to drive for them. And I yeah, of course. Who can turn down an opportunity like that?
Absolutely. And just like that. So from one minute you're thinking about defending another alcohol championship in the Lucas Oil Series to the next minute you're going to be running what I see 16 to 18 races beginning in Gainesville for Jim Head, a two-time. He's won the U.S. Nationals in Top Fuel and in Funny Car. Your mind has to be spinning right now.
Yeah, we were start planning on like how my season should look with my crew that's gonna fly in and you know all that. But now I guess we just put that on the shelf and I just gonna focus on driving Jim's car. So I'm really looking forward to it. Of course, great group of people there and all of them they like drag racing as much as I do. So I think it's gonna be a good fit and you know hopefully I can learn a little bit about. You know, the tuning part as well, because as you know, I enjoy tuning as much as I enjoy driving. So I think it's going to be really good.
Oh, I agree. And I do know that you have a passion for tuning these cars. And I'm sure if a big show team had asked you to be a tuner, you would have jumped at it or at least considered it greatly. Here you are. You get to drive Jim Head. He's got a rep. He's one of the cool innovators, people love him. He's intense. Is there some nervousness about stepping in and a desire to, you know, to perform, to be successful for a guy that is, you know, beloved and one of the backbone characters of the sport?
Yeah, you know, you want him to do good, of course, but I'm not that nervous. You know, I think we're going to do pretty good together. And, I'm just mostly excited. I'm not that nervous, but I'm probably going to be a little nervous in Gainesville, first run, of course, because what it looks like now, we're not going to be able to test somewhere. So Q1 Gainesville, first run in his car.
You're licensed. You're ready to go. No problem.
Yeah, yeah. I have so much experience. I had 3 runs in a fuel car.
Of course. You're ready. See, the sarcasm. I love it. What has been the response from your fan base? I know that the people that I know who know and really like and appreciate you and the effort that you made to come into the NHRA to make, you know, to make a statement that you love the sport, that you're good at it, that you can be better than anyone in alcohol funny car, that you have developed a great fan base. What has the response been from the people that you communicate with about the news?
Everybody's really excited. They like really looking forward to see me, and I know a lot of Swedes. Yes, they want to come over and watch me in Gainesville, and it's a lot of like it sounds sad faces because I'm not gonna drive in my alcohol funny car as much. But the plan now is to put my brother in the car for a couple of races this year.
There you go.
So we're gonna try to do a couple of races with him in the car. I think I just gonna focus on the nitro car. I think that's better to just focus on one thing. And I'm still gonna be involved with alcohol stuff, you know, because I'm gonna go to Europe and tune pro mods, and I'm probably gonna help out some people in alcohol funny car maybe. And so we see. It's gonna be a fun year. It's gonna be a busy year. I know that.
Good problems to have, Johnny, is what it is. This is a good problem. I know that there are people that love you behind the wheel of your alcohol car, and you've done so great, but this is just another level. You're going to be on television. You're going to be racing against the likes of Ron Capps and John Force. Who are you most excited to line up against?
I don't know. Like I said before, it's going to be cool to line up to everybody because, you know, that's the guys you look up to since you was a kid, like Caps and Pedregon, Force, everybody been around there for so long. But it would be cool to line up against John Force, you know, because he's one of the biggest guys out here. And it's just going to be cool to line up against anyone and just try to give him a good race.
The alcohol funny car is widely considered the most difficult car to drive in drag racing. People say that. In that, it's an active cockpit. You're doing a lot. You got to leave high RPM. You got to shift a couple times. Cars are all over the place. The drivers who have been talking about these nitro cars since the headers have said that they have gotten much more difficult to drive, especially down track. We already mentioned you have three runs. So I would imagine you're talking to people about it to try to learn as best as you can through other people's experiences. What are they telling you about the cars?
I don't really know. I haven't talked to so many, but, like, of course people tell you, you really need to steer it and all that. But to be honest, my alcohol car, actually Tim's car when I drove that, the 391, his car steered better than my alcohol car.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, so it was more responsive to the, when I moved the steering wheel, it responded better because I guess it had more downforce on the front wheels than I'm used to. Because I run my car, my alcohol car, with laid-back headers, and I don't have much weight in the front. So I guess I need to steer my car a lot because it's one of the fast alcohol cars out there. So for me, it was pretty – it felt good when I jumped in his car right away. I kept it in the groove, and I didn't feel I was so much behind it. So I think it's going to be good. If I just get a couple more runs under my belt, it's going to – going to be good, I think.
Wow, that is great news, and just the international flavor that is going to be reinforced with NHRA drag racing, the Nitro ranks, and know that you are going to be bringing a lot of people. I can imagine there's going to be flags in the grandstands at many races over the course of this season.
Yeah, I guess so, and it's cool, you know, and hopefully it can bring, you know, other drivers from Europe and around the world to come and race in NHRA. That would be cool, you know. And I heard some talking about some Prumo guys want to ship their cars over. And I think it's going to be more and more drivers from overseas coming in the future.
Well, I hope so. We hope so. We want to make sure the sport is healthy and that there are people from all over the world who want to come here, understand that it's about, you know, this passion that we all have for the racing. And it's clear, it's like, you know, everybody's coming to the light. You did, we've seen many others, and you're doing such a great job. We greatly appreciate it. Now, what have you been doing, like, during the off season? You got all this great news. You said you were over there. What are you doing? Are you going to work, with the team during the week? Are you going to be, how does that work? Like, how much attention during a day, during the week, in between races is going to be focused on this Nitro campaign with Head Incorporated?
That plan is not really set yet. I'm waiting to, you know, meet with Jim and just sit down and plan how the season should look like. Right now, I'm in Brownsburg working my shop, building some motors for customers in Europe and shipping parts to Europe. And you know, that's what I did, you know, get my own car ready for the season, but now it looks a little different. So I was up there last week for a day, but I'm gonna go up on Wednesday, and we're gonna pour a seat in the car and, you know, move the steering wheel and the gas pedal and do all that, and after this week I probably know more how it's gonna look, but, you know, I'm not afraid to get my hands dirty. I can work on the car, and that's what I'm used to, you know. If I would have worked in a car, what should I do between runs, you know? So I want to be involved working on the car, and hopefully they let me.
Wow, no, that is great. I'm still absorbing the fact that there are people in Europe that are paying Johnny Lindbergh here in Brownsburg, Indiana, to build alcohol engines and ship them over.
Yeah, you know, that's what I do between races, basically helping a lot of guys. It's mostly Promod people. I had a couple of customers in Sweden that I, you know, get all the stuff they need for a season, piston rods and what they need, and then I help them with some tune-ups and fuel system advice, and so it's fun to help out because I have so much experience now, you know, because I've been racing here for three seasons now. If I would be racing in Europe, it would probably take me 10 years to get this much data, you know.
Right. Well, just the weather, the tour, the opportunity to race. Sometimes we maybe don't realize it, that just opportunity to race because of those factors are so much greater than so many other places around the world.
Yeah. You can probably race every week in here in the U.S. if you want, an alcohol car. Like back home, it's six races on the season. So you just start warming up, and then it's winter time again.
Winter, so, yeah, against.
It's a lot of difference. 15 races, like I did for the last 2 years here. It's a lot of more runs.
Now, what about the the fan experience? Like, I know that you are fan friendly. Like, when people come around, you spend the time. I know that already. But there's going to be a lot more people. It's big show stuff here now. Are you ready to deal with the adoring fans, the fan base, the time at the ropes? Some drivers, we hear about it. Some drivers aren't into it necessarily. What about you? Is that something that you enjoy? You thrive on the reaching out, the spending time, cultivating the fans that want to talk to you?
Yeah, of course. You know, it's been a little hard when I tune my own car in the alcohol class, because a lot of times I was in the trailer for like a half hour, and they need, hey, this guy's waiting for you. Can you come out and sign some autographs? And of course I go out and do that, but maybe now when, you know, Jim's going to tune the car, maybe I have more time for the fans now, and I guess I'm going to have a lot of more fans, and it's going to be nice, I guess, to, especially in Gainesville, we're going to stand on asphalt, you know, with an alcohol car, we're standing in the grass, and, you know, it's pro now, so it's going to be a lot more PR, I guess, so maybe it's going to be easier for me to find sponsorship, and yeah, we see. I'm excited. It's going to be it's going to be a new world, I guess.
Absolutely. It's going to be a new world. I like where your head is at. I want to note to all the listeners that Johnny is worried about pitting on pavement. That is what signifies big time for him. Pitting on the pavement. I like it, Johnny. You're right.
Yeah. So it's not very often we need to stand on the grass, but like the alcohol class is sportsman, so it's always like, we're all in the back room, you know. So now we're going to be in the front room. So that's going to be a big difference, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we got to shine some light into that back room as well, because drivers like you, there's a great list of them who have come out of the alcohol ranks, have gone into the nitro ranks and excelled. And we're happy that you're going to be there. You're going to make it a lot of fun. And I'm just excited for you. I'm excited for you and Head Incorporated. Of course, Chad, great friend of the show. We certainly, loved his time behind the wheel. Jim has had such great success out there. And now the fact you're going to be driving for them, going to be so much fun to watch. Thank you for toughing it out today and coming on the show to let us know exactly what's going on with you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. It's always nice to be here in your show.
Well, and you don't have to drive all the way back to Brownsburg. The last time we caught you, you were in the middle of New Mexico somewhere.
Yeah. It's nice to sit down in my office and speak to you in quiet.
There you go. Johnny, congratulations. Thank you for coming on the show. Feel better, and we appreciate it. But most importantly, we wish you greatest of luck with your professional career. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Johnny. Johnny Lindberg with us here on WFO Radio. If you are a listener from Sweden, from Europe, if you're a fan of FIA drag racing, if you're from around the world, you're a fan of the Lindberg brothers, I'm telling you, we would like you to be a part of our audience on a weekly basis. Check in, get your NHRA drag racing fix right here on WFO Radio. And I have a feeling Johnny is going to be on a lot. You can subscribe at WFOradio.com. You can download our free mobile application for Google or Apple, and you can get us anywhere there's an internet connection. Subscribe, download the show, and interact. Of course, we want emails from you folks. You can always call in 954-889-6796 or Skype to Skype WFO Radio. That pretty much covers everything. And we have an Ignition show, too, where we cover everything in the world of motorsports and have ourselves a whole lot of fun. All right, final segment coming up. Who's on it? What's on it? What is it all about? You'll certainly hear my time. But first, I want to tell you about Rodak's Coffee and Grills.com, Marvin Rodak. Oh, yeah, Marvin Rodak. Coffee, spice rub, hot sauce, everything that can help make your day a little bit better. Maybe not everything. Go to RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com, RODAKS, RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com, or go to WFOradio.com and click the banner ad. Here's how it goes. Listeners listen to the show, hopefully enjoy the show. They come back on a regular basis. They hear me talk about Marvin Rodak. Since 1976, over 40 specialty grades to choose from, all kinds of cool, customized drag racing-themed blends. And I just say it over and over and over again, And eventually they need coffee and they say, you know what? We're going to try this Rodax because we love WFO. Got to help out Marvin. He's a big drag racing fan, big NHRA fan down there in Fort Worth, Texas. Tony Schumacher gave him a little credit when it came to the U.S. Nationals. Let's try Rodax. And then customer for life. That's how it goes. Once you get the Rodax, you can't go back. There's a joke there somewhere, but I'm not going there. 817-924-6821. RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Hot sauce, spice rub, recipes, tips. Go to the website. They sell full grills. That's a whole nother story. The Primo Grill. And it's just unbelievable. Call Marvin. He likes to do it by phone. 817-924-6821. Tell him what you like. Tell him what you're looking for. Tell him the type of day that you want to consume your coffee. Are you a morning coffee drinker? Maybe you want bang the blow or you want full caffeine. Marvin can help you out. 817-924-6821. And you're helping out WFO because they are a great sponsor. You see how that works? We'll be back after this.
This is WFO Radio.
Hey, this is Joe Costello, and we'll be back to the show in a second. But first, I want to tell you about CompetitionPlus.com. There's a reason CompetitionPlus.com is the leader among drag racing electronic magazines. Their trained staff is always on alert and always asking the tough questions. The end result is hard-hitting drag racing journalism with up-to-the-minute reporting. For over a decade, CompetitionPlus.com has been a pioneer as drag racing's go-to source for the latest in news, race coverage, and high-quality photography. Their trained staff thrives on getting the inside stories, and their columnists study their topics before they hit their first keystroke. When it comes to covering the races, they leave you feeling as if you've actually been to the race. CompetitionPlus.com is an honest-to-goodness, free drag racing magazine published by the most passionate of drag racing fans, who just happen to be journalists. Don't wonder what's going on in the drag racing world. Be in the know daily. Log on to CompetitionPlus.com.
Android and iPhone users, download the WFO Radio app. It's sports radio for racing fans.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The ultimate racing, show, including WFO Radio NHRA Nitro, WFO Radio Ignition, the WFO Radio NASCAR Tailgate Party, news, videos, push notifications, and more.
I just hope I'm part of it.
Go to the App Store or Android Market, search WFO Radio, and download it now.
Now.
If you're looking for extra horsepower, check out WilsonManifolds.com. The leader in intake manifold and nitrous oxide development. They've set records and won championships in just about every series in professional racing. Sprint Cup, Nationwide, Camping World Truck Series, NHRA Pro Stock, right up to the Nitro classes. If you're looking for extra horsepower, check out the leader in intake and nitrous development at WilsonManifolds.com.
Now, back to WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
Welcome back. Final segment, NHRA Nitro here on WFO Radio, the first one of 2017. If you're a first-time listener, you made it this far, you might as well just click subscribe and download them all and follow along with the show on Facebook and Twitter. Just so you know, we have two shows, NHRA Nitro, which is NHRA Mellow Yellow and Lucas Oil Drag Racing, plus some big money bracket racing, media types like Bobby Bennett from Competition Plus, NHRA National Dragster editors. Candida Benson already said she's going to come on next week, which I am looking forward to. Very excited about that. And other journalists and people from the world of drag racing exchanging opinions, lots of interviews. You will definitely love this show if you love NHRA drag racing. And if you feel like I do that NHRA is the motorsport of now. Short attention span, extremely intense, over quickly, multiple races, right in line with our modern culture, right in line with what works now. Hopefully you will log on to the show every week, download it every week, listen to the show every week, and follow along as the season unfolds. I don't think you're going to get a better understanding of the sport of drag racing if you check out NHRA National Dragster, check out WFO Radio, and follow along with the media types that we suggest and invite on the show. That is my opinion. We certainly want to be part of the conversation, and I feel like we have. I'm very optimistic about 2017. I'm looking forward with a very positive outlook. You heard me tell Alan I'll be doing 17 races. Very excited. I'll let you know my schedule so you can decide which races to go to based on the ones that I'm going to. How many fans are actually going to do that? Would be a little crazy. It would be a little crazy, but Gainesville, I'll tell you, is my first one, as you know. East Coast opener. So make the plans. You're coming to Gainesville. You're coming on down. WFO crew, big in Gainesville. Now, let me tell you about what else has happened over this offseason. First of all, we're doing Facebook Live for our Ignition show. I know a lot of the NHRA listeners don't listen to the Ignition show because they're looking for NHRA interviews. And we do discussion, but we don't do interviews necessarily on that show. We just have fun. It is the carryover from my XM satellite radio show, my 560 QAM show, where we just talk about the subject, the issues of the day, in particular, motorsports, NASCAR, Formula One, and of course, NHRA drag racing. We've got the Chili Bowl going on this week. Tulsa Expo Center. We'll talk that. We've got the Rolex 24. Jeff Gordon will be racing. We're going to get into that. And we're going to carry you right up and through the Daytona 500 and all kinds of stuff. We got Race of Champions here in Miami, going to be very interesting. So if you have time, if you see us on Facebook Live, check out the Ignition show. I don't want to say it's mindless entertainment because it's not mindless. It's mindful. We give real information. There's things you can use. And I'll bet you you'll laugh a time or two. I want to say thanks to our EV3 drag racing folks, Chris Bloom and the folks at EV3 Drag Racing, season 6 of the WFO League on there for your iPhone or Android. You can also play on a desktop computer. Season 6 is going on right now. It is not too late. The seasons are a week. So if you want to win a championship of a WFO season, start planning for next Monday. You feel like you're not ready yet. Next Monday, and it runs Monday to Monday. And you got to battle. And WFO radio listeners are finding themselves in man versus man battles to win this championship, and the winner gets to be on WFO radio. Been a very cool promotion, and we are very excited about the EV3 listeners checking out WFO. They love drag racing. They love digital. They love games. They're playing with their phones all the time. They're perfect for us. They're our people. Welcome, EV3 people. But playing on a game is only so much, and I know we have real racers, and that's why I want to get you up to speed where I'm at with the reemergence, the resurgence, the rebuild of my own racing car/career. For those that don't know, I have a 1978 Pontiac Trans Am with Pontiac Power. It has a Power Glide transmission. It's got a 4-link back half, and I ran the car to a track championship in 1995 at Moroso Motorsports Park. That's like my Al Bundy 4 touchdowns Polk High School story. If I really wanted to lay it on, I would say I finished 11th overall at the 5-day race that year too. Since then, though, I've been focusing on other things. The car has been laying in wait. And last year, middle of the year, through some motivation from Jason Line and John Gadosh and others, we have started to dig the car out as best as we can, meaning going through the whole fuel system, meaning a lot of parts orders from folks like Jegs and RacerSupplyStore.com. How about those guys coming on board? As well as Summit, if I'm giving credit to everyone who has sold me parts in the past 6 months. Everybody. But we are now getting close to the finish line here. We are getting close after a lot of trials, tribulations, hard work, just crazy stuff. This car is almost ready to hit the racetrack. What are my goals? I'm going to tell you my goals. Here are my goals with this car. I would like to go out and have a couple of successful bracket races here in the South Florida area in 2016. Get the car go down the racetrack, get it to be relatively consistent, and then convert it to an NHRA super street car, meaning I have to upgrade all the electronics. Throttle stop timer, delay box. This is the part of the project that I am going to bring onto WFOradio.com. The NHRA Nitro Show sometimes, like right now, and The Ignition Show, both shows. I have obviously a co-host, Giovanni, comes in, asks questions. Who knows what he's going to say? A lot of people think it's funny. My goal is to maybe run a divisional race 2018. Remember, I'm in southeastern Florida. It's hard to get anywhere. So Orlando is our closest NHRA member track, as is Bradenton. Welcome aboard, guys. I think it is great. But I have a plan. I want to get out there. I want to get on the track. I want to mix it up. I find it to be interesting and intriguing what the racers have told me over the past however many years of doing this show. I remember some of it. I want to apply it. My motto is always, it's fun to watch, but it's more fun to participate. Maybe we can get together with you, the WFO radio listener, and all try to set a target to go bracket racing at some point in the 2017 season. These are all things that we can work on as we evolve the year, but it's going to be great. My first race, Gainesville, as I mentioned, want to see you out there. And the season is really right around the corner. WFO Radio Ignition this week. Good stuff. Hopefully going to get a check-in from the Chili Bowl. We're hopefully going to hear our EV3 drag racing WFO winner and have a whole lot of fun. Carl Edwards, what's going to happen with Carl? What's going on with Carl? It's only can be a couple of things, right? He didn't just lose interest for driving. I don't even want to list them because it's grotesque speculation. I don't feel comfortable speculating grotesquely on NHRA Nitro. Ignition, I have no problem with grotesque speculation. That's just a different story. Next week, Candida Benson has already agreed to be on the show. We're going to try to get Jim Campbell back. Jim was under the weather this week. We're going to catch up with him. Looking very forward to everything that is going on. You as the listeners, we love you guys. Check out our sponsors. That's the only way the show keeps going. Show keeps going because of Frank Hawley, Marvin Rodak, and now our great friends, Doug and George at racersupplystore.com. They can get you what you need. They're good people. Check them out, Doug and George at racersupplystore.com. Check out their site. They are aspirational small businessmen. If you want to help the aspirational small business, there you guys. Check them out. All right, that's going to do it. Big thanks to everyone behind the scenes who helps out with WFO Radio, Patrick the Webmaster, BigFishTools.com. Alton, let me tell you, if you don't have a website, Alton at BigFishTools.com can get your deal going. If you're a sportsman racer and you don't have a good website, you've got a hobby, basically. You got a hobby. If you're trying to make a go of it and bring on some sponsors, you have to have a place to showcase what they do. Where is that? How are you going to do that? What separates you from your other racer? Maybe if you've got an awesome website that features you in a brilliant and bright way, that could be the difference maker if you're into that. Check out Alton at BigFishTools.com. All right, that's going to do it. I think this was just tremendous. Jimmy Prock was great, although I did not ask him his low ET of the season. I should have done that. I failed on that. Epic fail. And Johnny Lindbergh. What do you like better, Johnny Nitro or Big Show Johnny? He has not approved either one of these. This is just me. Kind of like Johnny Nitro. That's just, I think it's in the lead in the clubhouse so far. Big Show Johnny's cool too, though. All right, enough of this. Thank you, everybody, for listening to our show, WFO Radio. More in the archive. The archive is loaded. The best of shows, the PRI shows, the shows from the Valen booth. All great stuff. If you haven't heard that stuff, go back, click the time next to the person you want to hear on the website. It jumps right to their interview. You wouldn't believe it, but it does. It's amazing. Thanks to Alan Reinhart. Thanks to Lee Montgomery. Way to go, Lee. Good job. Hooking me up with Jimmy Prock. And thanks to everybody behind the scenes here at WFO Radio. Ignition is next. We'll see you next time right here on WFO Radio.